Morning, and it is a beautiful Sonoma County morning. Welcome, Julie Combs, Santa Rosa City Councilwoman, to the show. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, it is a lovely day today.
It is a beautiful day, and everybody's working hard. That has been certainly true throughout this year, certainly throughout the last quarter, and the Santa Rosa City Council busy at work up to Christmas Day, just about. You guys
Absolutely. Were
at a full docket yesterday, and let's talk about housing, because that is the number one concern, and I thought this was an interesting vote last night on a piece of property that's in the Fountain Grove area, that and yes. You just jump in and correct me whenever I go off task
you're right.
Here.
It's in the high fire hazard area.
Yeah, yes. And it's undeveloped so far, right?
Yes.
And last night on the table was the development of that particular 40-acre property, and the council was split because obviously we need the housing, but how much do you factor in the place where that housing could end up?
Absolutely. And that was a concern. At this point, it was a request for zoning change to allow the property to become housing. It wasn't a project. So people could tell us what they thought they were going to put there.
Yeah.
But the zoning goes with the land and not with the people.
Sure.
So if something changed, the project could change. So we were in a situation that I personally don't like, of having something come through for a zoning change without a project attached.
Yeah.
And in fact, the majority of the council spoke saying, we don't like to do this. We need to have a conversation so this doesn't happen. But we haven't had the opportunity yet as a council to talk about how we're going to handle new housing construction in the fire area. Obviously, people who own a property there now, who had a house there now, they have every right to rebuild it.
Yeah,
we're
and
not,
that's up
we're
to
not
them.
Interested in getting in their way.
I'm glad you pointed that out. That's
absolutely,
that's good.
Absolutely. This is not about folks who are there now, though I think we should be offering them easy ways to find land to build in that's not in the fire hazard area. If they chose that, property owners ought to have a choice. But the vote we had last night would have put over 200 more people asleep in a fire area, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really, it was a changing it from commercial, where people are usually awake, right? So if there's a fire, people realize it, they have an opportunity to get out. You know, commercial property, that's very different than residential, where people are asleep.
Boy, we sure found that out, didn't we?
Absolutely, it's different. So we had a 3-3 split on it, mostly because we want to know what rules will be coming as a result of learning from the fire. So typically building codes, which, you know, the current code would apply, and it's a pretty good code, the current code, but we want to know in advance sort of what are the new standards that ought to apply to a property that's going to be constructed in our area that has now devastatingly burnt this year and in the 60s.
And this is going to be an issue, obviously, moving forward, because, you know, trying to weigh the immediate need versus the long-term effects, you know,
right.
It's a tough balance to achieve.
It is, and we so need housing. And this is there's absolutely nothing wrong with the housing provider that was coming to speak to us. They are a reputable company. This is not a reflection on who was making the proposal. It's a reflection of our learning that this is a serious fire area. And if we have residential, what safety measures need to be in place to ensure that residential is safe in a high fire area? Or should we simply not be putting increasing residential density there? This piece of property isn't required to meet our housing needs. We have a state requirement to identify properties that we will build on to meet our housing needs in the future. This piece of property wasn't one of those properties, so we can technically meet our housing needs if they build it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But this has also been a vacant piece of property for a while. It's fairly flat. It's good to build on if it weren't in a fire area. So it's a real difficult question, and our council was split on it. We postponed the decision because we had six members present. So the deciding vote will be able to come and vote in January.
And hopefully you'll have some more information by then, too.
Well, I think we moved it to February, but the city manager basically said we won't have a whole lot more information. At least we won't have more policies in place. They just don't have the capacity right now.
Do you have any worries, Julie, about, you know, expediting projects at this point? Because, you know, as we're saying right now, you know, it is, you want to get it done now. And yet, you know, there are concerns that sometimes in that immediate decision-making window are tough to realize. Any second thoughts?
I'm probably the council member who is expressing the most caution right now. I asked in October if we could hold back approvals of the fire safety parts of construction that are in the fire zone until we could learn more. Right now, when a permit is applied for, it's the current rules that apply. The minute the permit is applied for, they lock in what the building code rules are, the fire code rules mm-hmm. are. And I asked, is there a way, in the October 24th meeting, I asked, is there a way that we can accept permit applications but have some retroactive, some ability to improve the fire safety on those permits? It didn't go through. My request didn't pass council. And so we're really kind of stuck trying to figure out how to be safe with a project coming forward.
Well, a lot of people wonder, too, Julie, why don't we retrofit homes for fire danger the way we retrofit for earthquake potential danger? You know, we go back and we restrap
Absolutely.
Our water heaters or whatever it is that we do, and it seems to make sense to do
Absolutely
that for fires, too.
It makes a lot of sense. In fact, having a requirement where there's a change in the design of the soffit so that the fire embers don't enter into the house and light the attic on fire.
Right.
Those are fairly easy things to do when you first build a house. Retrofits are obviously always harder and more expensive to do it after the house has been built. And it's very hard to do that as a mandatory thing and not as a voluntary thing.
Yeah.
So one of the things we should be doing, and I hope that as we move forward we'll succeed in doing, is asking FEMA and the federal government for what's called hazard mitigation dollars, which the federal government has available.
What does that mean?
We can retrofit houses.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that
I'm
makes perfect sense.
That.
Yeah, I agree. And also, it was a busy day yesterday for the council, and January 1, right around the corner, and the council did say, okay, we've got the set of regulations, at least for now, to sell pot in the city of Santa Rosa. Not as of January 1st, but a little bit later, the end
January
of the month.
January 19th.
The 19th, okay. The 19th, it will be the date for Santa Rosa, and of course, we know that Sebastopol and Cotati are on board as of the 1st of January.
Right.
What I'm hoping is for next year is that some of those dollars generated by the sales of marijuana can help us out in our recovery efforts, too.
I think that's a great use. I hope that we use them to build housing in safer areas. So that, you know, that to me would be a great use of it, is to just make more housing available that's not in a fire hazard area.
Yes. Any concerns moving forward with the sale of recreational pot?
Always. Cannabis has concerns. You know, we want to make sure that we're, just as we do with alcohol, that we're not getting young people involved with it.
Yeah.
That we have safe driving and not buzzed driving.
Yeah. Do you know, because I have not gotten the answer to this question yet, but does our law enforcement agencies, do they have a practice that is ready to go in terms of trying to identify drivers who may be under the influence of marijuana?
We have some practice that's available, but we don't have anywhere in the nation yet good practice that's available, as far as I'm concerned, because cannabis stays in the system a little longer. It's hard to get good measurement of what's current buzz as opposed to what sort of remainder in the system.
Remainder buzz, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it's a buzz when it's a remainder, but...
Well, we're all going to be educated about terminology, too, coming up.
We've got a lot to still be ready to work on for cannabis. We've got a long way to go still.
Yep, it's coming, and it's going to be like our recovery. It is going to unearth itself a bit at a time.
We're going to learn as we go, don't we? We're building an airplane while we fly it.
Yes, we are indeed. And one more question for you, Councilwoman Combs, and that is, what has it been like for you to be a political leader in the city of Santa Rosa for the past 2.5 months?
It's been challenging, as I'm guessing it's been for the whole community. It's been a fast learning curve. It's a little like when you have a baby and you wonder what you did with all the time you had before you had the baby. I thought I was busy before, and we're really busy now. It's been heart-wrenching, and it's also been incredibly rewarding because of how well our community is pulled together. I mean, if you just even go to Coffee Park and see all of the Christmas lights in the evening, it just brings tears to your eyes.
It does. And they're tough tears and good tears all the same. And that is the situation for many of us, no matter what corner we turn,
and
literally.
Thank you for the service you provided during the fire. This is one of the channels that I made sure I listened to for fire information.
Well, thank you for that. And our commitment is not going to end when we turn the calendar page.
Absolutely,
for 2018. Yeah, we'll all be in this for some time to come.
It's going to be a while.
Well, happy holidays to you
and
yours,
to you.
Julie. Thank you. Yes, indeed. And can't wait to see what the new year brings. Thanks for your service to the community. And we will definitely be talking to you in the new year.
Thank you.
All right. That is Councilwoman Julie Combs from the Santa Rosa City Council. Busy right up till the end of the year. So many things to tend to in Sonoma County.